Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. Thank you, Jason. I just heard at the top of the hour news that average price for gasoline in the United States is $2.01 per gallon. Here in Missouri, in Galena, Missouri, you can buy it for 99 cents a gallon. If you want to go to Joplin, Missouri, it's $1.01. If you want to go to Neosho, Missouri, it's $1.03. So gasoline is a lot less expensive than the national average right here in the corrupt state of Missouri. I want to mention U-Boat 68. And George mentioned you know, during World War II, being in a lifeboat and what it was like. Well, there's a German submarine called U-68. And the captain of U-Boat 68 was Captain Carl Merton. And the reason I'm mentioning this is I had in my hand his presentation dagger presented by his men. And if you were going to be sunk during World War II, you wanted to be sunk by Captain Carl Merton of the Wolfpack. And he was in the Kriegsmarine, Nazi Germany's Kriegsmarine, during World War II. And this particular U-boat sank 32 merchant ships. And what he would do is he would disable the ship. And then he would make sure that the men got in their lifeboats. And then he would tow the lifeboats near shore, and then he would take off. That was Captain Carl Merton. George, did you ever hear about him?
Did he also, I remember you had someone from Shark Hunters, Harry Cooper, he said something about a man who he ordered the people into the lifeboats, and then he looked at them, that were men, women, and children, and he says, no, 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 get back on the ship. And I guess he says that he was going to be following them into Marseille, and he says, now you set a course and you sail right into this, in French-occupied France, port, and you surrender to the officials, and I'm going to be right behind you. And he goes, the captain of the ship that would have been sunk had no idea that U-boat realistically couldn't keep up with him. So he just pulled into Marseille's. But was this the same captain, do you think? Would you think?
I know the name. It surely sounds like him. Yeah, and the U-boat, his particular U-boat, had two supercharged diesel engines. It was quite incredible. And I believe it produced somewhere over 4,000 horsepower, metric horsepower. But the speed that it could travel on the surface was around 21 miles per hour, converted from knots, 21 miles an hour. But underwater, more like, but underwater was more like 5 or 6 miles per hour. So, no, it couldn't catch, you know, above water, you know, traditional ship. Yeah, very interesting. And that's a really good point that you bring up, that underwater, submarines weren't all that fast. Yeah. Well, it's interesting. So the point was that these people were let, he gave them a chance to get on the lifeboats, you know, made sure that they got to safety. But that wasn't enough, was it, George? Because some still committed suicide, right?
Like I say, they found it with the British, particularly in the early phases of the war. See, the Germans had been toughening their youth with, especially like the Hitler Youth. They were involving them in sports. They got very athletic, very strong. along, and you could see the results of how far they got in the early phases of the war. They did come up against numerically superior forces, but as far as the training and the esprit de corps and building up, I think they even said, and I think Dr. Shealy, you might be able to confirm this or not, but in World War II, they said, because of the rigors of the depression and the malnutrition, I think they said something like maybe at least 20% or maybe more of the young men who would volunteer for service were found that they could not pass the physical because of the malnutrition had weakened their bodies to such an extent that they really were not physically able to stand up to the military training.
I think that's correct.
Have you heard too, Dr. Shealy? Vincent, is I think they said even now, they said there's a higher percentage of young people that are just not sufficiently strong enough constitutionally, physically, to even pass the physicals for the present military service as well.
I think that is true.
Dr. Shealy, yes, I've read that as well. Yeah, I've read that as well. And here's something very interesting, class. According to the president of the Federal Reserve, he is saying that America should brace itself for 18 months of shutdowns as the U.S. economy faces a long, hard road to recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. Now, we said a long time ago that this is going to be at least 2 years before we start to see daylight. So they're up to a year and a half now. They're starting to realize that maybe we might have been right, that it's going to be 2 years before we see a glimmer of hope. But they're at 18 months. We're at 24. Well, there's no question that on Main Street it is very difficult as people have lost their jobs. Clinics have closed. Dr. Shealy, I'm sure you know that medical doctors and nurses have had pay cuts. Now you got to wonder, with all of this panic going on and the hospitals being overwhelmed, why would the pay to doctors and nurses be reduced? Why would that happen? Well, it's happening.
Because this government, you anytime you mention sensibility, forget government.
There's a story. I called CenturyLink this morning because our internet went down, and I was calling for my $50 credit. And every time the internet goes down, I was finally able to get through. It's been weeks that I've been calling about because they had an outage from noon to 9 o'clock at night, and I was anxious to get my $50 credit. And whenever it goes down, I call them up just to remind them that they really have lousy service. Well, I got to talk to a guy today, and he's really a wonderful man. And I told him, I said, "You're concerned about this corona panic, right?" He said, "Yes." And I explained to him about the meat industry. And I said that I was on the air with Dr. Norm Shealy, and we were talking about meat, and we're talking about dead bodies and putting dead bodies in refrigerated trucks because they're overwhelmed with so many dead bodies in New York City that they don't know what to do with them. So they're putting them in refrigerated tractor trailers. And then I asked Dr. Shealy, how long would the coronavirus last on refrigerated bodies? And I believe the number was around a month. So I said, if that's the case, and the meat packers and some of the major meat packers in the United States are infected, that means that the air in the meat packing place is infected. That means that the coronavirus is on the meat. That means that I wouldn't touch the meat. That means that if it's refrigerated, it would be just like on a human body by extension, at least I think so. And that means that you shouldn't touch it for at least a couple months. Now, so then the thought is, well, yeah, but if you cook it. But how do you get it out of the package? So if you're handling chopped meat,
yes.
How do you get it out of the package and make a hamburger with it, okay, without coming in contact either by air or by touch with this meat? So, Dr. Shealy, do you think that extension is correct or not, that you should be very careful of we'll call it fresh meat in a package like chopped meat or steak or roast or something like that in today's world with?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let me read the headlines. So, Daily Mail, quote, one of America's largest pork processing plants becomes the third major meat factory forced to close after 240 employees catch COVID-19, prompting fears of a nationwide shortage. Continues as to say, Smithfield Meat Processing has 3,700 employees, 240 have coronavirus. Plant employees make up around half of South Dakota's active cases. The state's governor and mayor spoke to the company to recommend closure. Other states in the U.S. have also closed their plants, putting meat supply at risk. Now, we talked about this well over a week ago, that you really should not be eating meat or touching meat or consuming meat because of this was just barely making the news last week. Now this plant is the third plant forced to close. So that means, what does it mean? Well, it means pork, beef, and chicken. That's where we are right now.
Well, it's always canned salmon and sardines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Now, sardines, those are the guys that look up at you right from the can.
Sorry?
Those sardines, those are those little guys that look up at you from the can, right?
I like the Crown Prince variety. They have no bones and no skin. They look just like fish.
Yeah, I like the skinny ones. Yeah, like Dr. Shelley, the bristlings.
Yeah.
One thing, you
but
know,
don't
my
they have
father
eyes that look up? Don't
no,
they have
no,
eyes
my
that look
father,
up?
You know, my father used to tease us as kids. He said he had a job one time in a sardine plant, and his job was to close the eyes of the sardines before they closed the can.
You know,
he had a sense of humor, at least.
That generation, I'll tell you, we love them. You know what I mean? They God bless them, you know?
Yeah. I called one of our neighbors, and he lives down the road from us. A wonderful man. And I called him up and I said, hey, do you want some eggs? We have some extra eggs here from our chickens. I said, they were just laid. They're fresh eggs. They're brown eggs. Would you like some? You know, I can leave them at the end of the gate and put them in a bag for you and you can come pick them up. What do you think? And I said, now, they have been with a rooster. So they've been fertilized. Is that a problem? He goes, no, I don't think it's a problem, and they won't mind too much if I eat them right away. So there's a little more humor from the 67-year-old generation, right?
Well, the other thing was I called some of my friends there over the weekend, and I said, look, the Easter Bunny's been quarantined. So I said, I'm sorry. I said, I know you'll take it in stride, you know, but, you know, you always look for an opportunity to laugh, you know what I mean, in the middle of a crisis. Hey, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure, and I know you got a lot to cover, so God bless both. Very nice talking to both of you. God bless.
Have a good
George,
one.
George, thank you. Thank you. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better. letter for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Scheele is with us. And to tell you a little bit more about this closing of the Smithfield Foods plant, the article goes on to say, quote, this is Daily Mail, quote, the CEO of Smithfield Foods has claimed the country's meat supply is at risk as the company is forced to close one of the country's largest pork processing facilities until further notice due to the coronavirus. The facility is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and is closing as a number of its employees have fallen ill with COVID-19, the disease caused by coronavirus, and is one in a list of plants that have shut down during the crisis. The closure of this facility, combined with the growing list of other protein plants that have shuttered across the our industry, is pushing the country perilously close to the edge in terms of our meat supply, the meat processor's CEO Kenneth Sullivan said in a statement on Sunday. That was yesterday. It is impossible to keep our grocery stores stocked if our plants are not running. These facility closures will have severe, perhaps disastrous repercussions for many in the supply chain. Sullivan said that Smithfield had been operating during the coronavirus crisis because it wanted to sustain the nation's food supply. Now, what they were saying is, yeah, we're infected, but we're running anyway. I don't think it has so much to do, this is my opinion, to do with sustaining the nation's food supply as it does to maintaining profitability. for the shareholders or the owners. Dr. Shealy, so medically speaking, it sounds to me as if there is meat out there for consumption, for purchase, that was processed in a plant that was infected. That's how I read this. I mean, that's reading way between the lines. And we did a class on Newspeak, many classes on Newspeak and, Doublespeak. And it seems to me that if you apply Newspeak and Doublespeak to this, there are boxes of meat that have been shipped across the country that have been processed in an infected plant. There's no question in my mind. Dr. Shealy, what would we do as a precaution not to become ill from this?
Well, if you don't have it stored already, I don't think you can. There's any way you can be certain, because you're just going to come wrapped in paper, usually, and it's been in your food basket. And once you get it home, there's no way of sterilizing the outside of that package adequately before you open the package. So you're taking your chances. If you somehow get it out, wash your hands thoroughly, get the pan into some heated pan for cooking quickly, maybe. But it's risky.
But it could also be on the meat itself, correct?
Of course. Yeah. Now, theoretically, if you cook it done, it should kill the virus.
Okay. It's the handling that's the big issue. The handling,
exactly.
The opening the package, the outer package, the inner package, the meat itself. Okay, so according to this article, reading further down, it says other meat processing plants across the country have also shut down due to sick employees, including processors in Iowa and Pennsylvania. Tyson, another of the world's largest meat processors, has suspended its operations in one of its plants in Columbus Junction, Iowa, after over 20 workers contracted COVID-19. The company said that it would redirect its livestock that was due at the plant in Columbus Junction to other plants to reduce the impact on supply. Another meat processor, JBS USA, ceased operations for 2 weeks at its beef plant in Saunderton, Pennsylvania, plans to reopen April 16th. Several members of the plant's management team could not go to work due to experiencing flu-like symptoms, leading to the decision to close the plant. And another plant in Pennsylvania, Hazleton, has also paused operations where 900 people usually work. So that's, we'll end the quote there. What we're saying is, class, the meat industry is infected with the coronavirus. The employees are infected, and they were still producing packaged meats for your consumption. And they say it was to keep us all fed. Really? Be very careful with the meat supply.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Debate continues surrounding the question of when and how to safely reopen the country, shut down in large part due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Director for the Institute of Health Metrics at the University of Washington, Dr. Christopher Murray, says we need to be prepared for it to take more than just a few weeks to get things back up and running again. And New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy says,
we start to get back on our feet too soon. I fear, based on the data we're looking at, that we could be throwing gasoline in the fire.
Dangerous weather is still marching across the southern U.S. a day after at least 18 people were killed by tornadoes. More than a million families and businesses dealing with no electricity in the aftermath, with reports of over 40 tornadoes from Texas to Arkansas, across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Shealy is with us, Dr. Norman Shealy. If you'd like to meet with Dr. Shealy, you can go to his website, get the contact information, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. I see we have a call on hold, and Jason will get to you. He'll answer the call, and then I can put you on the air. So please stay with us. Let it ring. Dr. Shealy, there's a story about a woman who caught coronavirus despite self-isolating for 3 weeks, and she believed it was passed to her when she collected a bag of groceries left at her doorstep. It says that she was in North Carolina, in Charlotte, North Carolina, self-isolating, and she has an underlying condition, and she kept a distance from her from others as a precaution, including her husband, who's living in a separate room. And despite these measures, she still tested positive for the virus, and she's having difficulties breathing, and she believes she caught it from a virus from a woman who delivered groceries to her doorstep. What do you think about getting it from a package delivered at your doorstep? What would you do? Is there a precaution that you would recommend, Dr. Shuler?
I don't think there's any way. I mean, look, the outside of the package, the inside of the package, it's all contaminated if it's been near it. And I saw some stupid thing about leaving out so many hours in the sunshine, but that doesn't really sterilize the inside of the bag. And if the bag is open, you just take your chances and scrub what you can.
Okay, well, what we do is we leave it outside in the sun, and, you know, we are all suited up, gloved up, respirator, all that, and flip it over after, you know, sometimes 45 minutes, sometimes hours, sometimes days. Make sure all sides are disinfected by the sun. And then suit it up, open the package, discard the contents in the fire. We have an outdoor wood furnace that's running 24/7. So the packaging goes in the fire right away. But no packages open inside, none. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Yeah, how you doing?
How you doing?
I can't help it. I don't mean to change subjects real quick, but I was going to ask Dr. Shealy, on your website, it's time for me to order the wife's magnesium, and since she's almost out, I'm trying to get that ordered with the vitamin D and things. What magnesium on your site am I supposed to get?
Well, the one I use is just plain old magnesium lotion.
Okay.
We make a peppermint flavored for those people who like that, and we also make a spray. But I personally just use the plain lotion.
Okay. Because she's been using a spray.
And it's all the content is all the same amount of magnesium, so it doesn't matter from that point of view.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, do you have vitamin K2 on your site?
Yes, we do. And that's
okay,
just one of the few places you can get the 15 milligrams of K2.
Yeah, because we're almost out of those, too. So I have to get, because I try to buy in bulk for a while. hey, you were talking earlier, I hope you don't mind me mentioning this. I told you last week, Vince, that I was listening to the police scanners in different cities. And it's amazing how many young people, they are not doing well with this staying indoors. They're losing it. I mean, just this morning, there was a standoff in California. I've been listening to it all night. I don't know if they resolved it since your show came on. They sent in a robot, one of the robots, and were using the flare thermal to see if he had any hostages, the one guy. But you listen to them, and a lot of them are these people college age and younger, and they're losing it. They just can't stay in the house, I guess.
What would it be like if they were incarcerated in a small cell in a prison?
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder. Did you hear that the Cook County prison has got the largest amount of infected inmates? It was like over 400 last week.
I believe I read that. One of the problems with reading all this news is it seems to all run together. It's hard to remember all the different components of, you know, who did what, who said what, and where it is, and when. You're absolutely right, but I believe I read that.
I heard an interview last week with the new Attorney General of California, and he was saying they should release everybody from the prison.
Like we got enough problems as it is.
Well, that really is cruel and unusual punishment. I mean, to put someone in, to incarcerate someone and have them in an infected area. Now, I don't know what the answer is, but to me that sounds like cruel and unusual punishment. Now, maybe the one exception might be Bernie Madoff. Another one might be Harvey Weinstein, him. You know, they might be exceptions where that wouldn't be cruel and unusual. Should be meted out. But it seems to me that packing people in nursing homes and not letting them leave because of the coronavirus, that's cruel and unusual. Now, I don't know why families would put people in nursing homes if they didn't absolutely, positively have to. But some families are more into, you know, travel and themselves rather than taking care of the people who, you know, their mothers and their fathers. I mean, I don't understand. I don't get it. But George Stephanopoulos tested positive for coronavirus. Had no symptoms, but his wife, Ali Wentworth, said she had never been sicker. So, Dr. Shealy, it seems that some people, when they get it, they go, it's no big deal. Other people, when they get it, they feel like there's never been anything worse. What is your take on, why is that, Dr. Shealy?
It is the strength and health of your immune system. It is all over the place. I mean, if you do not have good health habits, your immune system is going to be weak. And every habit that you don't have, every essential health habit that you don't have, weakens your immune system worse. So being overweight, smoking, not eating at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, not exercising regularly, not sleeping 7 or 8 hours, all of these things, plus just being lazy and not moving. And those are the basic, and not taking your normal required supplements these days, like the essential, the youth ferment, the astaxanthin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, it's for me, until the garden grows, it's going to be difficult for me to get fresh fruits and vegetables. Now, I can go and get the dandelions right now. That's okay. I can make dandelion salad because we've got them in the fields. No problem with that. But for the most part, you know, getting fresh fruits, I really don't want to touch fresh fruit. I don't want to go to the stores. So what do we do, Dr. Shealy?
Dried, powdered antioxidants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Proud.
Which ones?
Patriot Greens. Proud Patriot Greens. It's an excellent source. I think a scoop, I don't know if it's got the equivalent of five or six servings of fruits and vegetables in it.
There you go. Proud Patriot Greens. So that's on the internet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Class, on Friday, we're going to be joined with a brand new instructor, Kathy from Ohio. I talked to her over the weekend, and she's going to teach us about dehydrating. And starting, you know, building from scratch, making things from scratch. I'm looking forward to it. Frugal living.
Oh, and that reminds me. Mung bean sprouts. You can raise your, in 24 hours, you can have a whole serving of wonderful mung bean sprouts.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Dr. Shealy. So mung beans, M-U-N-G, I believe is how it's spelled.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, but what do we do to make sure that we don't get salmonella? How do we treat them? Do we soak them in hydrogen peroxide? Do we put them in the oven at 140 degrees and no more? We have to be very careful when we raise sprouts, right?
Well, if you had the mung beans around for a month or two, I wouldn't worry. If you just got them in the mail, then I think I would probably just heat them to about 140 degrees for 10 minutes.
In the oven. Now, if you heat them higher than that, you'll destroy their ability
to... They won't sprout.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So up to 140, make sure you have an accurate thermometer, 10 minutes class. What about soaking them in a dilute solution of hydrogen peroxide, Dr. Shealy?
Probably okay. Rinse them off and put regular water before you sprout them.
Okay, so what we're talking about, class, is sprouting. And you can buy books on sprouting on the internet. You can get them for less than $15. Dr. Shealy, do you have any books that talk about sprouting?
I don't think I have a single book that itself talks about sprouting, although it may be mentioned in other parts of some of my books. But I've been sprouting mung beans for 10 years.
Okay. Can you tell us the procedure, how you do it, Dr. Shilley?
You know, it's like about one-fourth of a cup of mung beans. And you just rinse them off in water and soak them overnight in water and then drain it out and have a covered screen over them and let them sprout for 24 hours at room temperature.
Okay, now once they sprout, what do you do with them?
Well, then you eat them whole.
Okay, so you eat the whole sprout, just rinse it. How many times a day do you rinse the beans as they sprout?
Oh, I only rinse, you know, I just put them in a pan that's got like a sieve and just mm-hmm. run the water over them for a minute.
Okay. Then you leave them in the sun, out of the sun?
Oh, no, just in the room. Room temperature doesn't have to be in the sun.
Okay. All right, so, class, if you want to have mung beans, they're green, and they will sprout. And if you're making your own bread, you can add them to your sandwiches. If you can find cheese, some meat in your freezer for a couple months, maybe you can cook that up and slice it and make yourself a sandwich, or have mung beans as a green salad, right?
Yep, some oil and vinegar.
Sounds good. Do you use balsamic or what kind of vinegar, Dr. Shilley?
Yeah, I do have balsamic vinegar, yes.
Okay. And what is your favorite, most healthful vinegar that you use, Dr. Shilley?
Well, actually, most of the time I use apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do, too. Okay. And for disinfection purposes, do you use white vinegar?
Yeah, sometimes. If I'm not going to eat it or cook with it, I would use regular vinegar.
Okay. And do we have to buy organic mung beans, or can we buy mung beans that don't say whether they're organic or not?
Yeah, I don't pay attention to the word organic because 65% of the rain in this country has Roundup in it. No matter where it's grown, it's not truly organic. No such thing.
David, do you have any more comments that you'd like to share or questions with Dr. Shilley?
No, I was just trying to get this information.
Attention all radio listeners.
Did you get it?
Who still need food supplies? If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com, normshealy.com, and you can click on his on the tab for his vitamins, mineral supplements, and you can buy them at the same place that I do. Let's see, we've got Sharon in Montana. Welcome, you're on with Dr. Shealy.
I did miss your first hour, so I don't think you covered this. I have no idea. I was going to ask Dr. Shealy about the effectiveness of these cloth masks. My daughter, who is a nurse in ICU, says they aren't very effective. And I also was looking online. It looked like at best they might filter out 40% of the stuff maybe you would. And basically, it sounded like that it's supposed to try to keep you from giving it to somebody else if you were contagious. But it doesn't seem like it would be terribly effective given that viruses are so minute. What's your thoughts?
I agree. I'm not wearing a mask, and I'm not going to. If I got ill, I would wear one to try to protect others, but I don't believe that they're that effective.
Yeah, from what I was reading, if you were going to make one, you'd want to make maybe out like furnace filter or vacuum cleaner bags might be tighter, even a flannel might catch more. But I feel really bad. I mean, these women they're just making them all over, and I'm thinking, well, I guess it might be a little better than nothing, but they don't even have any tests saying that they're effective at all, from what
I
can tell.
Exactly. Well, my favorite statement is halitosis is better than no breath at all. So I suppose any filter is better maybe than none, but I don't think that it could be that good.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if you have any other information that I couldn't find. I mean, I guess I'm pretty much staying home. So if I were having to go in, I might try something, you know, better than nothing. But I'm just kind of burrowed in here a little stir crazy, but I'm getting all kinds of projects done. But yeah, I was just thinking, you know, it seems like these women are spending all day sewing these masks, and it's very valiant and very nice, but I'm really doubting the effectiveness of them, honestly. So anyway, that was all I was going to say. I was also going to just mention that I think sprouted mung beans taste delicious. If nobody's ever done it, they might want to try it.
Actually, the best thing would be to have ultraviolet light on the near the ceiling of your room and wear sunglasses.
Well, okay. You know, we tend to be fairly well stocked up because I camp in summer and we freeze our meat and stuff. So we don't really have a super compelling reason to have to go to all the stores. We just don't, you know. So, but anyway,
good,
that's
good
all
you,
I was going to ask.
Sharon, I've got one quick question to ask for you. Have you ever sprouted orange lentils?
No, I haven't. Quite a while.
How about
back, I
a red?
A bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Red. No, I don't remember.
Okay, I just wanted,
I've sprouted a lot of different things before, way back, but I actually really like the mung beans. I thought they were really tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, but, you can buy them. You can buy them on the internet right now for mm-hmm. about four pounds or so for a little over $20, 5 pounds for around $32.
Wow.
And
yeah,
Dr. Sharon, I was wondering, have you ever sprouted red lentils?
I've never sprouted anything but alfalfa and mung beans.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think you could go to the to the feed store, you know, like a farmer's feed store, and buy alfalfa seeds and sprout that? Is that the same? Or?
I would think they've got some kind of junk on them.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anything else, Sharon?
No, I just, I actually have stuff to sprout. I just haven't been doing it. You know, you can grow lettuce really fast, just in a pan, you know, outside, any kind of bucket container. Mm-hmm. You could grow lettuce, mm-hmm. and you could grow kale, and you could grow some of the greens, and within probably 3 or 4 weeks, you'd start having stuff coming up. So, you know, if you want to supplement your diet, if you get a hold of any kind of those seeds, you know, you could grow a lot of stuff. But otherwise, I think sprouting is a really good option. Like Dr. Sheely said, I actually, you know, before I told you, I dehydrate like my spinach and kale and that and powder, and then you can just throw it into smoothies, and you're getting the same, pretty close to the same nutrition. They say it retains about 95% of the actual nutrition when you dehydrate, so that's pretty good.
Oh, and by the way, even celery powder is an excellent supplement. Dried celery powder.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, there's a lot of options to try to stay healthy. But people could start growing now. I mean, like down where you're at, you've got ideal weather. We just had a dumping of snow 2 days ago, kind of a strange spring. But you still could grow stuff in your house in front of a south-facing window and grow greenery quite easily.
Well,
so,
let's take a couple of seconds and talk about that. So what we do is we have these buckets, these 20-gallon buckets that used to have farm protein in it for the cows, and we wash them out, we put some dirt in it, and we plant seeds, so they're out there. So you could take a 5-gallon bucket, class, make sure it's really clean, put some dirt in it, some soil, maybe a little bit of fertilizer and some lime, and add some seeds and grow lettuce right in your window. Is that what you're saying, Sharon?
Yeah, sure. Any kind of container. You could do a pie pan.
There you go. Yeah, or a Pyrex dish, you know, baking dishes. Yes.
Yep.
Sharon, thanks so much for being with us.
All right.
Dr. Sheely, thank you for being with us.
Have a good one.
You too, Dr. Sheely. You too, Sharon.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.